Another important shaila that comes out on Erev Shabbos in these winter months is the work. Is a person allowed to go to work? Can you go to the city or do some other type of melacha, or even not work for money, but even, let's say, work around the house? Is that permitted on Erev Shabbos? So based on the Gemara in Pesachim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is found in our Chaim Simen Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ha'osa melacha be'erev Shabbos min ha'mincha l'ma'ala, person who does any work after mincha, Eino roesim bracha. The person doesn't see any bracha. Magen Avraham points out, may also melacha for that particular melacha. Doesn't mean he doesn't see bracha in his whole life. But any work done after mincha, a person doesn't see any bracha. I mean, it's pointless to do. Halacha tells you there's not going to be any bracha. Therefore, just avoid doing it. So there is another layer here. The Mishabura and the Berlacha discuss that according to some Rishonim, not only is there a is there an Indian of Eino Roasim Bracha, that it's a Kala, but according to many Rishonim, there even seems to be an Isser. There's an Isser Midra Banan as well to do Malacha afterwards. Now again, not everyone holds this way, but even those who assume it is an Isser Midra Banan, it's a lower level Isser, but still it's an Isser, according to some Rishonim. Now the Mechaber doesn't present it that way, but it is worthy to know that some Rishonim hold that there's an Isser involved. So why is there an institution of not doing malacha on Erev Shabbos? So the Kolba, one of the Rishonim, says because it might lead to Chil Shabbos. If a person is continually working and he's not stopping early, he might end up doing work through Shabbos. Or if he's working late and he comes home late, he's busy preparing, that might also lead to Chil Shabbos. So they wanted to create a buffer to avoid any Chil Shabbos Chas V'Shalom. That's the idea of the Kolbo. The Darche Moshe says the reason is because to allow that there's enough time to prepare for Shabbos. If a person's busy working until last minute, he doesn't have enough time to make the chicken soup and the cholent and the kugel and everything else. So just to ensure that it's an Indian of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Now we'll see, according to that, there might be a built-in heter if you have someone preparing the food for you, a wife, a mother, a friend. So then, according to Darche Moshe, it might be permitted to do malacha even later. So the Mechaber says either way, a person shouldn't do malacha after mincha. So which mincha are we referring to? We know in halacha there's mincha gedola, and then there's mincha ketana. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's a machlokes rishonim. He says, yesh mefarshim mincha gedola, which is already a half hour after chatzos, and yesh mefarshim mincha ketana. Others say it's mincha ketana, which is 2.5 hours before either Shkia or Tzeisa Kochavim, later on in the day. So the Mechaber doesn't render a psak here, but there is a discussion, the poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag is to be like Mincha Ketana, which is a kula later on in the day. Mishabura also, he says some poskim Mincha Gedola, but he says Somech Ala Mekilma Somech Ala, those who Somech Ala Mekilma Lo Hifsi, those who rely on the lenient position, that of Mincha Ketana, don't lose out. But it seems from the Mishabura, though, ideally one should already start work from Mincha Gedola, half hour after Chatzos. Now, of course, we're talking about Shas Manios, not that it's set 12:30 every Friday. We're referring to Shas Manios. It depends on when Nates is and when Shki is, all those calculations. But again, ideally one should not work after Mincha Gedola. If a person wants to, they can rely on the Mekilim, like the Aruch HaShulchan, and wait until Mincha Ketana. It's brought down from the Svarim, the Pesukei Tshuva, quotes from a number of tzaddikim who are very, very machmir to not work after Mincha Gedola or after even Chatzos. But again, people in different situations. So are there any heterim? Are you ever allowed to work after Mincha Ketana? So we're assuming, ideally, Mincha Gedola, a person should stop if you need to go to work, so certainly you can rely to Mincha Ketana. Is there ever a heter of going till Mincha Ketana? Now you also have to define here what's considered melacha. Is melacha melacha Shabbos? So according to most poskim, melacha refers to anything that requires time and effort. That's the type of melacha. So are there any heterim of doing that type of melacha afterwards, or maybe certain things aren't even considered a melacha? So the Mogadam writes already that's permitted to do prakmatia. Prakmatia is buying and selling. It's a retail. Retail is permitted along the lines of opening up a store and selling clothing. Those things are prakmatia. That's permitted. Others say prakmatia is actually usur, but the Be'er Halacha says the practice of the olam is to be makel, and perhaps it's because they hold like the Taz that there is no isur in general. The only thing about working after mincha katana is eino roasim bracha. So therefore, since that's the case, a person is allowed to be further lenient on prakmatia. Prakmatia isn't really malacha; it's not strenuous. You're not busy plowing the field. You're not busy planting. That is something that's permitted according to the Magen Avraham, as explained by the Be'er Halacha. Rama adds another situation. A malacha that's done in b'derech harayim is permitted. So let's say a person happens to building something, and he needs to build something Erev Shabbos, even though it might be a malacha of ksiva or binyan, but if it's derech harayim, it's not something he does every single Erev Shabbos. He has to build something together, so that would be permitted as well, b'derech harayim. Shulchan Aruch gives another heter if a person needs to fix clothing or pots and pans for tzarech Shabbos. That's permitted as well. You need to sew a suit. You need to sew a button. The Shmir Shabbos says it's permitted as well. You need to fix a pot. All these things are permitted if it's Litzarech Shabbos. Now, even if a person needs to fix his friend's suit or pot, that's also permitted, but he cannot accept any payment for it. It has to be clear it's being done Litzarech Shabbos and not for business purposes. Shulchan Aruch says, and what about writing? So writing is ksiva. Writing is something else that takes time and effort. Not as much effort as plowing the field, but it's still considered a malacha. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if it's derech limudo, he's writing it because it helps him learn, helps him remember. He's not going to forget his chidush Torah. You're allowed to write that down. Chazon Ish was known for writing down his chidushim even close to Shabbos. That's all permitted. Or if it's derech limudo, that you're trying to practice your safras. You're trying to practice your penmanship. That's also permitted. The Magen Avraham writes that if a person needs a parnasa, person's an ani, so then he's allowed to work as well to make the money. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, perhaps this is the explanation why nowadays most people are not very careful on this area, because they're bichlal, they need a parnasa, they might get fired, or they need the money for the week. So most likely a person's not going to need the money, but he might get fired, he might miss opportunity. So they do point out that anything that's permitted on Chol HaMoed is permitted on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is not more stringent than Chol HaMoed. So one of the terim of Chol HaMoed, as we know, is Davar HaAvid. So if it's going to be a missed opportunity, Davar HaAvid, but really more of a loss, Davar HaAvid really means you lose, not missed opportunity, but you really lose something, that might be another ground for heter of working if you're going to have a loss. A loss might mean you lose your job if you don't show up every Erev Shabbos, or you leave early every single Erev Shabbos. Another explanation Aruch HaShulchan says is why people are not so makwin nowadays is because the Yerushalmi says, is also brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, that this whole chumrah of not working is only when you are the employer, when you call the shots. But when you are an employee, so then this chumrah doesn't apply. You are allowed to work later on in the day, just as long as you get home in time for Shabbos, and as long as food's prepared for you. You're not violating Shabbos. Now, another reason he says as well is that most things that you're doing is not new work you're starting, but it's really finishing off work. So he thinks finishing off work is permitted in Erev Shabbos, you just shouldn't start a new project. Now that heter's not brought down by other posting that I saw. And then the final explanation he says why people are not so makbid nowadays is because the whole reason, as we saw in the Darche Moshe, is to ensure that you have time to prepare food. Now most people going to work have their wife, mother, friend, whoever else preparing food. So if someone else is preparing food, so this whole institution wouldn't apply to you, and therefore you are allowed to work till much later. The Piskei Tshuvos does bring down that some hold, even if you do have others preparing for you, you still don't have a heter of working after Mincha Ketana because of a low plug. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. But it seems that many other poskim argue and say that you are allowed to work later if someone else is preparing the food for you. If it's for a purpose of a mitzvah, that's another heter as well, and not so likely for us, but let's say a person is writing a Sefer Torah that it could be used for Shabbos, so that's allowed to be done and written even after Mincha Ketana, and you're even allowed to accept money for it. You could accept payment for it. But let's say a person's building something, he's writing a Sefer Torah to be used after Shabbos, so that's still allowed to be done. You just cannot accept money for it if it's not Litzorech Shabbos. Other examples that come up, you're allowed to iron, you're allowed to do minor electrical work, minor things that are, again, derech harayim, are all permitted. If a person owns a grocery store, you should leave that open as well to allow people to buy food for Shabbos.